Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Christopher Cruz. On our program this week, we play music from Lady Gaga's latest release. But first, we tell about the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards, high honors for some young people. And we meet one of the big winners. Hundreds of young artists are gathering in New York for a ceremony to honor them and their work. They will receive the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. The awards have been in existence for more than 80 years. Some earlier winners have gone on to become famous. They include artist Andy Warhol, writer Sylvia Plath, and actor-director Robert Redford. Here is Faith Lapidus with more about the awards and their administrator, the nonprofit group Alliance for Young Artists and Writers.
Scholastic is a worldwide publishing, education, and media company. It produces books, magazines, film, and toys for children. The Scholastic website says a main goal of the company is to help boys and girls read and learn. The company was formed 90 years ago. The Scholastic Awards for Art and Writing followed soon after.
The awards were started in 1923 by M.R. Robinson, who wanted to find a way to give recognition and encouragement to students who were creative and who were doing original artistic and literary work in the classroom.
Virginia McInerney is the executive director of the Alliance for Young Artists and Writers. She says M.R. Robinson saw an imbalance between recognition of success in sports and of that in the arts. These are his words about the awards.
The purpose of the awards was to give those high school students who demonstrate superior talent and achievement in things of the spirit and of the mind at least a fraction of the honors and rewards accorded to their athletic classmates for demonstrating their bodily skills.
Virginia McInerney says the Scholastic founder's statement from 1923 is still true today.
Most high school students spend their high school years walking through hallways filled with trophy cases for athletes. We are still the only national program giving creative teenagers the kind of validation and support fundamental to their development, confidence, to their commitment to their path.
Ms. McInerney says the program has grown. She says only 7 young people entered the competition in the first year it was held. This year, she says, there were 185,000 entries, and that is almost double the number of entries the Alliance received last year. Why was the growth so intense? Virginia McInerney says she believes technology was partly responsible. The ability of students to present their work online has made the program open to more young artists. But she believes there may also be a cultural reason.
I think there's a big kind of maker movement going on, a DIY crafter movement, so there's just a lot more handmade work going on.
Music and art education budgets have been cut at many American schools in recent years. Also, President Obama and other officials have expressed concern that too few students are seeking degrees in what are called the STEM fields, science, technology, engineering, and math. But Virginia McInerney says arts should not be ignored.
We do hear a lot about STEM, but we also hear learning experts talk about STEAM, putting the arts in the middle.
She says the arts help develop imaginative problem solving and a fearlessness that is successful in any field. The Scholastic Arts and Writing Awards are open to students around the world in grades 7 through 12. The entries are first judged in local competitions. Nominees for national prizes are sent to New York. The jurors there include famous artists and writers. Virginia McInerney says award entries have developed over the years. There is now an award for Best Video Game Design. Photoshop programs have affected the kind of images the Alliance receives. But she says jurors often note similar themes or ideas within the entries.
This year, for whatever reason, it was dangling feet. And sometimes we couldn't tell if they were dangling or jumping. But last year, we saw a lot of pipes and piping. So we do see some resonant imagery.
For a link to the award-winning work, go to our website at voaspecialenglish.com.
Now, we meet one of the celebrated young artists. David Vo is an 18-year-old in the 12th grade at Falls Church High School in Virginia. He had a big smile on his face when he met us to talk about his work, the award, and his future. And he has good reason to be happy. He was named a Portfolio Gold Award winner. This highest award comes with a $10,000 prize. David tells about getting the phone call.
He's like, I have really good news. You're one of the winners for a gold portfolio. And along with that, you get a $10,000 scholarship. And at first, I didn't really understand, because things just don't happen like that for me. And I went out to my teacher, Miss Sinclair, and her face turned red. Her jaw dropped.
David Vo will put the money to good use later this year.
Especially for art school in New York, because that's quite pricey.
David is hoping to attend Parsons, the new school of design in New York City. His art teacher is Donna Sinclair of Falls Church High School. David says he owes much to her.
She was the one who guided me toward continuing my portfolio, because I remember during the summer, I emailed her saying I can't do AP art this year. I was going to be too busy. And she was like, David, just test it out for a few months, and if you can't do it, we'll switch classes. And it got me to where I am right now. So
David Vo has liked art for as long as he can remember. For many years, he painted. He started working with other media after entering high school. He made sculptures for a time. Then a new material caught his eye.
This year, I looked at rope and recycled twine, and it's something that people would look at and say, ew, and I don't want to work with it because it's too difficult. But for me, it stood out to me, and it was unique.
David took this rope and twine and made beautiful neck pieces. Some are large and thick and cream-colored. Others are a deep brown. They bend up and around the neck in a strange sculptural display. Almost all completely hide the neck. Or maybe the design is more protective than secretive.
It has a really odd meaning, because as a kid growing up, kids bullied me. If it wasn't for my weight, it was for my look. So when I found this material, I was very proud to make something that was conventionally, like, ugly and like, make it pretty.
David Vo has never before entered his creations into a competition. His message to other hopeful artists is to believe in yourself.
Don't be afraid to take risk. If you think it's perfect, it is.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby.
Musical artist Lady Gaga has had a big week. Sunday night, she won Top Pop Artist and two other honors at the Billboard Music Awards. Then on Tuesday, she released a collection of songs she had promised would be the album of the decade. First day sales of Born This Way at Amazon.com were so strong that the company's computers slowed, angering some buyers. But reaction to the album is generally good. Steve Ember has more.
That was Americano, one of the most energetic dance songs on Born This Way. Much of it is sung in the Spanish language. Lady Gaga also sings in German on Born This Way. Her songs touch on widely different subjects. They include Christianity, same-sex love, and the excitement of speeding down a road. Here she slows down the beat with Bloody Mary.
Love is just a history that they may prove, and when you're gone, I'll tell them
my religion's you.
When punctures come to kill the king upon his throne, I'm ready for their stones. I'll dance, dance, dance with my hands, hands, hands above my head.
This week, Lady Gaga appeared on the television program Late Show with David Letterman. She wore black underclothes, high-heeled black boots, and a black jacket, and a mask. When David Letterman asked why her face was covered, she said simply, "I'm Batman." We leave you with her performing The Edge of Glory from the album Born This Way.
There ain't no reason you and me should be alone.
Christopher Cruz. Our program was written and produced by Katie Weaver. Join us again next week for Music and More on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.